Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, back to us radio listeners out there in radio land. Welcome to the Friday, December 13th edition of the Community Connection Show on Back to Us Radio, hosted by the Back to Us Radio Network. The purpose of our Community Connection Show, of course, is to shine the spotlight on individuals and organizations who are making a difference in our community. And today, we have the awesome opportunity to speak one-on-one with Dawn McDonald, and she is actually the owner, one of the owners, of a brand-new magazine that's launching, as well as her business partner, Nsinga. So welcome, Dawn and Nsinga.
Isn't it Nsinga?
Okay, I don't know why I want your name to be different. And I used my best voice on that, too.
I was waiting for you. I was over here cracking up. I needed that laugh, though. Thank you.
It's okay. It's Nsinga, but everybody mispronounces it, so.
See, and I am so sorry because my name's Denise, and everybody mispronounces my name, too. So I am so sorry.
It's okay. No worries.
Same here. That's why I go by Dawn, because it's Dawn Trella, and I've been called Donatello from the Ninja Turtle.
Oh, wow.
Well, Dawn, in addition to being the owner of Les of L.E., and recently, L.E.'s been around for a while, guys, and L.E. is Les Elegance. And it actually incorporated and then relaunched, and now they have a brand new magazine. So that's why I wanted to have Dawn and Nsinga.
Nsinga.
Okay, we're going to give you another name for today.
Call her Sin.
Sin. Okay, I can remember that. So we have Dawn and Sin on today to talk to us about their journey and their experiences. And, you know, Dawn is also the author of The Naked Thoughts. It's an androgynous journey, and this book is going to be released next year. So when that book is released, of course, we're going to have Dawn back on the air so that we can wonderfully promote her book so that we can get her lots of book sales. And Dawn is also the radio personality of Mannerisms Radio, and that's broadcast on Wednesday nights on WTF Radio. And that is actually in show hiatus until January. So Wednesday nights, tune in to Mannerisms Radio, and you can catch Dawn there. And I misplaced your bio. So if you will give us a 30-second bio of kind of who you are and how you and Dawn connected and a little bit about the journey, we can go from there.
Okay. Well, I've known Dawn for quite some time over the years. You know, I've seen her out, and we've known each other through mutual friends, but in 2009, we ran back into each other, and I was telling her that I just gotten my MBA with a concentration in marketing. And so she started telling me about her idea for Les Elegance magazine, and she ended up asking me to be a part of it, and I said, well, sure, you know, I know you're not making any revenue from it yet, but I would love to be a part of it because it sounded like such a great idea for the community. And that's how that pretty much, that piece got started. I have a background in communications. I have an undergrad, a bachelor's degree. With my major was broadcasting. My minor was journalism. So I've done radio, too, just like you. I've done anchoring, TV news anchoring. And I've written for newspapers. I've done internships at radio stations. And I recently did one for a PR company. And then, I like I said, I got my MBA with my concentration in marketing. So pretty much for Les Elegance, I wear a lot of hats. I do some writing. I do interviewing. I look for new story ideas. I write press releases. I brainstorm with Dawn. I mean, I'm her right-hand woman with Les Elegance. And we are looking for some people to kind of help out and fill in some slots here because we can't do everything. So we're looking for some dedicated individuals who are not just out to be a model and be in the limelight, people that are focused and want to be a part of the cause. So if anybody out there is interested, we're looking for writers. I'm looking for assistants to help me. You can hit us up on Facebook or you can go to www.leselegancinc.com.
Right, and you can send an email from the they can send an email from the website, or they can email us at D like David, M like Mike, leselegance@gmail.com, and that email is posted all over the website. They can also, if they can't be friends or can't, well, they can find me, but they could go to Les Elegance Magazine on Facebook too and send an inbox there, because for some reason people love to use Facebook inboxes versus emailing.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. And we're also going to post this in Back to Us Radio too. So if you know, if you have like a write up of, you know, just kind of like a little blurb that I could throw up in our radio fan page. You know, because I believe very strongly that real women support each other. And yeah. You know, so whatever we can do as the Back to Us Radio Network to support you in your launch, please let us know. And
thank you.
Because we definitely want to support you. I guess that kind of brings us to the next question that I had. And, you know, I know that you did a complete reorg is really what happened. So what has been your greatest, I guess, your greatest lesson that you learned on the journey? I always like to say lessons learned and bridges burned. you don't have to talk about the bridges burned. Don't talk about the bridges burned. But let's talk about the lesson learned. What has been the greatest lesson that you learned in this journey?
Don't miss business with pleasure.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Do not miss business with pleasure. If someone is going to work with LE, they're going to work with LE. That's it and that's all. Nothing beyond that. It will be a working relationship and a working relationship only. Because in the beginning, people came on, and because we allowed them too much into our personal life, it created a problem. When it came to doing business, like if we have a meeting or we doing something, they felt like, oh, we cool, so I don't have to show up at this time, or I could sit in the meeting and I could play on my cell phone and not pay attention because we cool like that. So I want to say that was the biggest lesson is not allowing people that you know, I work with to be so much into my personal space to separate that, have my personal life be my personal life. And when I'm doing LE business, you know, I could do LE business.
Also, and, you know, being persistent and not giving up, you know, on a dream, you know, not letting others discourage you. I think that was a lesson that we learned over this journey.
That too, because a lot of people kept saying, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. So, or they wasn't loyal or real devoted because they wanted to be a part, but it was more for the popularity part of it. It wasn't more or less interested in the cause. It was more like, I want to be popular.
You know, and I think that's what people don't realize. When you are either relaunching something or starting from the ground up, there is no glamour in it. It's a lot of late nights. It's a lot of, you know, I remember when we first launched, we started as the Back to Us show, and I never will forget, I asked an artist for her music to play on the air, and her manager said to me, I'm trying to get her more exposure than your radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I'm like, okay, dummy, I'm an internet radio show. You're going to play her in a regional market. I'm talking about putting her on an international level. But okay, Stockholm stupid, let me go ahead and shift cruise the dome.
Right.
Yep, for every door closed, I mean, you may get, or every 10 doors closed, you'll get one to open, so.
Right, because that happened to us a lot in the beginning, like when we were looking for, like, different models to work with different designers. A lot of people would send, like, bathroom pictures, and it'll have, like, dirty towels and stuff in the background, and then they'll get offended if I send them back. And, you know, I was like, this is not appropriate. You know, it could be an outside shot or against a blank wall, but, you know, to me, sending me a picture with you standing up at your kitchen sink or in your bedroom or your bathroom, that's just not something that, you know, you would send to anyone else. And one of the individuals sent me this long, nasty email and said, where you act like you're a Vibe or Ebony, you're just a local lesbian magazine. And I was like, wow, really?
Wow.
So, yeah, it's positive and it's negative to it because, you know, some people, they will do that. They feel like, okay, it's just at this level, so I could do this, I could do that. It's like the respect wasn't there. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I just won't work with you.
Now, I've seen the cover of the magazine, and I'm so excited by the cover and by the, you know, by some of the story taglines that are on the cover. So how can people actually get this magazine? When are we going to be able to get inside of it? You know, you've got me like that. Remember that Upton's commercial where the lady's standing outside going, open, 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 open.
Yeah, I love that commercial. Well, it's done. It is done. We have an amazing, amazing graphic designer, creative director and graphic designer, Selena. And she's out in Atlanta. I met her back in 2010, like early 2010. Via Facebook when I first started doing the magazine. And then when I was down in Atlanta, you know, we met up, brought her on, and she's amazing. So it is done right now, but as soon as I get back from Atlanta, we need to do one final edit with our editor.
Final touches.
Chief editor, who is BJ, Victoria. Vicky Minor on Facebook. She's an androgynous model and also our chief editor. So we're going to all get together and do one final edit look over. And once that's done, it will be available. So I would say probably around the new year, it should be ready.
Wow. So will people be able to buy subscriptions or how will it, what's the plan? How do we get it?
They can go to the website and request a copy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just stopped talking. Yeah, that is what she
asked. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. I picked it up. But they can go to the website once again and request a copy, or they can shoot us an email. And we do plan on getting subscription orders, you know, once we see the demand for it pick up. And then we're also trying to get some copies in local like coffee shops or bookstores. So we're trying to make contact there, and that's why I really need some marketing assistance, you know, kind of to hit the streets in both Atlanta and Chicago. So
okay, I was just getting ready to say which areas are you looking at. So Universe. Les Elegance Magazine needs your help. They need marketing assistants who will be feet on the street in Chicago and Atlanta to get their magazines into different locations.
Right.
Yep.
That's
what ask the universe.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
No, she was saying what we need. We need marketing assistance. And I was just saying, we'll send you with the information you need. You just need to be dedicated and professional and know how to explain
right.
what the cause is to these business owners, these local business owners, because we're going to be doing big things. I'm putting that out there in the universe as well. We're hoping that we will get a celebrity on our cover. So I'm going to put that out there. Also, if anyone has a story idea that you want us to put in on paper, let us know. If you're a model, hit us up. If you're a business owner and you want to advertise, hit us up as well. Writers, we need those too. Because we're doing it all. And then we have contributing writers.
I am very excited.
Yeah, because we had took that whole year off from, you know, because we did a launch here in Chicago back in May of 2011. And it was awesome. We had roughly like 260 people show up to that very first release that we had here in Chicago, Room 43. Some of the a lot of the photos is on my Facebook page, and it's on the Les Elegance fan page as well from the release of 2010. So that went really, really well. So we're looking to do that again in 2014, but not in Chicago. Probably will be in Atlanta and then other cities. But when we do, the big one will probably be in Atlanta. And then, like she said, we're trying to hit up, like, set up in, like, different, like, local coffee shops and bookstores or whatever where people could come out and meet and greet us and get the magazine that way. But right now they can get it, like she said, directly, like Nassenja said, directly from the website at www.leseleganceinc.com.
Or you can just send an email directly and we'll mail you a copy. And I believe PayPal is set up on the website as well.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
So
okay.
Make sure you cop that once it's ready. It's hot. It's entertainment.
Yes.
It's informative. It's informative, too.
It is, yes, I was actually getting ready to say that. Guys, this is, you know, I get a lot of magazines that come across my desk, and, you know, and I get a lot of hate mail, too, because I won't put their magazine on the air. But this magazine, you know, the articles in this magazine are absolutely amazing. You know, they are very well written, and it's just, this is a phenomenal opportunity to get in and to really support something. You know, guys, you have all supported Back to Us Radio from the beginning, so I want all of our fans to please support Ellie or Les Elegance Magazine. Please do that for me. That's my Christmas present. I don't want Christmas presents. I want everyone to support Ellie Magazine like you've supported Back to Us Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, please do.
Now I know that there's a calendar coming out because I was, you know, I'm on the Facebook page, so I saw the little things pop up with the spring twins. So talk to me about this calendar. Did you buy this calendar?
That's actually a Classy Affair calendar. Crystal is a Moment calendar that I'm going to be featured in, and that's why I'm coming to Atlanta in the morning to do the photo shoot for. Tomorrow we'll be shooting all day tomorrow, and I believe it will be available in January. I know we're doing the shoot tomorrow, and it's because she did one this year, and that's on Facebook under Classy Affair calendar, and it's on Facebook. The website and everything is on the fan page. Yeah, so this is going to be the second one. She had 2013, and I'm pretty excited. Got some Red Summer is going to be in there, Honest Keisha, some, you know, really popular local celebrities that's really doing some positive things in the community is going to be featured in the calendar. So,
and our own host of Tico's Corner, Tico Davis, is going to be in there.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I get to meet her tomorrow. I keep forgetting. I get to meet a lot of people tomorrow. Most of them I've already met, and some of them I haven't met. I only talk to them via phone or Facebook. So I'm pretty excited because I'm kind of a little shy when it comes to the modeling thing and all that. I can say what looked good and tell other people what to do in front of the camera, but I'm more of a behind-the-scenes type person. So, I'm trying something. I'm trying to be more visible in 2014 versus just sitting up half behind the computer. So that's why I said we will be out, me and my partners and Cindy, out to events, showing our face and everything, just to be a bit more visible because, you know, with all going on, I kind of shy away from large groups. People don't know that, but, yeah, I'd rather be on the back end where you don't see me.
Wow. Now, is there anything else going on that you all would like to share with our audience?
Chicago, Les Elegance is
I do too.
Media. We're a media partner with Chicago Coalition for Justice and Respect. And the second annual Bolden and Out Conference is April 4th weekend here in Chicago. They can look that up on Facebook as well. It's under, you know, go to Facebook/ Coalition of Justice, or they could put in CJR. The website, what is that website? They're going to kill me. I don't even remember right off. But all the information is
they can
on
Google
my,
it.
Yeah, they could Google it, and it will be, I will be promoting it on my page. But that's a conference coming up the first weekend of April. And then you already mentioned about the radio show that I will be back on in January.
And
doing
your
the calendar tomorrow. And my book should be ready, and that's Naked Thoughts. And people, please, when you read this book, characters and storylines may sound familiar, but it has nothing to do with you. It's a figment of my imagination.
Right,
people Dawn, read
you do not have enough
life.
Bail money to get you out of jail. So, you know, if somebody wants to press charges against you for feeling that they were depicted in this book, I have to tell you that I am not throwing my pie for you. You will have to go to jail.
It's a very sexual book, but it's you know, it's my imagination. But I'm quite sure a lot of people may think that, you know, it has something to do with them, but it does not.
All right. So, Sin, what do you have going on in the big world out there?
I also do some acting in Girls Like Us, a movie that I had a small supporting role in. It did get a distribution deal. It is in stores, Amazon, Redbox, Netflix. Please go out and cop it. Support that.
And it's called Girls Like Us?
Yep,
Girls Like Us. Girls
and
Like
Nikkei
Us.
Yeah, it was by Nikkei Bay.
Yeah, and I'm also working on another project, Kingdom City. It's a web series. We'll start shooting in January. And I will be in Girls Like Us LA, which we'll shoot in August of 2014. And I'm supposed to have the leading role. So far.
Wonderful.
Yes. So,
you know, of course, we'll have to bring you back on the air so that we can just do a show all about you, especially when you start shooting and everything, because we definitely want to promote that so that we can drive you some viewers.
Oh, great. I would love it. Love it. So, yeah.
Well, you know, as I've said before, I believe very strongly that real women support each other. And, you know, you just that's what you do. That's just what you do. When you are a woman in business, it doesn't even matter that you are a lesbian, that you're African-American, but just a woman trying to compete in a man's world, you support each other because nobody else is going to have your back like another woman will. That's what real women do.
Yeah, real women.
That's why I said
real
women.
Real genuine women. Right.
Yeah.
Real genuine women. That's true.
Well, guys, thank you all so very much for coming on and for spending time with me today. And, you know, I know it's a Friday afternoon, and I know that happy hour is probably starting somewhere, and you probably want to get there. So I want to, again, say thank you so much. And I actually have to thank our airtime sponsor, Kappa Omega Omicron.
because they have, you know, so graciously stepped up and covered all of the airtime costs for Back to Us Radio for as long as we need them to, so that the focus of the executive team and all of the hosts on Back to Us Radio can really be in providing you all, our listeners, with the quality programming. Remember, we are on iTunes, so if you haven't subscribed to our iTunes podcast, go ahead and do that. If you haven't checked out our website, you might want to wait on checking out the website, because I was trying to save money and I accidentally broke the website a little bit. So there's some HTML code out there. So don't go look at the website yet. But we have a website. But we're going to get it fixed, because that's what Sharon told me to do. Okay. And also, Reggie is broadcasting live on Tuesday night. And that's at the Pizza Bar. So Tuesday nights, remember the comedian Reggie Jackson. Saturday, tomorrow, is Fitness for the Soul with our hostess with the mostest, Kelly Lynn Prime. So be sure to tune in on tomorrow, Saturday, to get your inner body workout. And then if you missed Ty's show on Transgender Thursday, go back and listen to it, because he had a really great show this week. All right, and so that is all for our Community Connections Friday. This is Anise, and I'm signing off, and we are going to close out with my favorite band from the UK, Smiling Knife and Traveling Through Time. And no, Sharon, I am not going to play another song, because I like this one, and I'm going to play it until the MP3 falls off of the three.
you know, this.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.